you ready? It's Saturday morning at Yahoo Sports Radio. Welcome to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon and powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance.
The golf doctor, Charlie Epps, is in. The man who coaches PGA stud, Angel Cabrera.
Follow the golf doctor on Twitter, @thegolf_doctor.
Doctor, the golf doctor is in on Yahoo Sports Radio right now. With Charlie Epps, here's your host from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. It's our very own scratch golfer, sort of.
Hey, I should have stayed home and played with myself.
John Granato.
Welcome in, everybody. 2016 is here, and so is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, right here on the Yahoo Sports Radio Network. And we are proud to tell you that Insperity is going to stay with us again this year, here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. So we're going to be here all year long talking about Insperity and the South Texas PGA and International Pro-Am and, of course, golf. And so we're happy to be here for another year here on Yahoo Sports Radio. And the man who puts his name on the show is with me right here. As a matter of fact, right next to me. Now, Charlie Epps is here. Billy Harmon is in his palatial estate in Palm Springs, and he's joining us as well. Bill, what's up?
Good morning, Charlie and John. Happy New Year.
So here's the picture. Charlie forgot his headset today, Bill, and I've got these iPhone headphones, the earplugs. So Charlie and I are sitting right next to each other, and I got one in my ear, and he's got one in his ear. We're like Lady and the Tramp, only the strand of spaghetti is right in our ears, okay?
Unbelievable.
So that's how we're starting the new year, Bill.
Well, it's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Just the fact that he's in the studio, I think, John, should be enough.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful, starting off the year? Well,
hi, Charlie.
We're up close and personal, Bill, and I had everything ready. I worked on the show all day long yesterday, as you know. We sent emails back and forth and getting ready. I'm so excited about this season. I think 2016 for golf is going to be a great season for professional golf, for men and ladies, also for amateur golf, but more importantly for us here on the radio, we get to report on it. We're going to try to get more guests this year so we inform our listeners about the game, but they can listen to the players and their ideas. We're going to start off today with who, John?
We're going to start with Bill Haas today.
Bill Haas, the guy that was really very important in the President's Cup where you were present and involved. That's got to be exciting for you, Bill.
Yeah, it is. Bill is presently out here in the desert working on his game the last few days. He's flying to Hawaii tomorrow to Kapalua to participate in the Tournament of Champions, I guess you'd call it. And if you're in that tournament, you've had a pretty good year the previous year. So he's knocking off some of the rust. He played very well at Tiger's tournament, shot 19 under, and he told me yesterday, he said, well, I thought I played good. I shot 19 under, and I only lost by six, so it's a tough league out there.
It sure is. It certainly isn't easy out there. So we're going to talk to Bill Haas, as you mentioned. Boy, oh boy, what a great President's Cup he had. Comes down to him winning and winning it for America. We'll talk to him about all that. And, of course, the Tour Championship, winning the FedEx title a couple of years ago, how great that is, and his goals for this year. I got a question for you. When we were talking about this, getting ready for this show, you know, Bill, you know him so well, Bill, because, well, he's named after you, so that's how close you are with the Haas family, and you saw him growing up. You know, in other sports, Aaron Rodgers didn't even have a college scholarship, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL, or at least one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I saw Corey Whitsitt when he was 8 years old. I said, I ain't playing that kid. He's just too good. When did you know Bill had it? And maybe his brother Jay wasn't going to be that guy. And when did you know? Do you have to be a prodigy in golf, or can you learn it later in life?
You know, the first time I really ever saw Bill hit balls, I think he was 9 years old. And I was in South Carolina, and we had dinner at the Haas house, and there was a public driving range that had lights. And they took us down there to hit balls, and they said to me, he said, I want you to watch Bill Hicks on me. He seems to have a knack to put the club on the ball. And boy, I watched him hit about 20 shots, and every one of them was dead solid. Beautiful. But the shot that really surprised me the most, and it'll sound crazy, but 1907 PGA was at Wingfoot. And I was up there to watch Jay play some practice rounds. And Bill was there. I think Bill was about 15 years old. And the first practice round, we were both walking in the fairway with his dad. And the fourth hole at Wingfoot's a very long par four. And I don't know why his dad did this, but they were about 220 yards out. And he goes, here, Bill, you want to hit one? I'm thinking to myself, you know, give the kid an 8-iron or a 9-iron, not a 2 or 3-iron. He's going to feel pretty funny hitting the shot anyway because he's not in the tournament. He really shouldn't be hitting the shot. He hasn't made a swing probably in a week. And he took out this 3-iron, and he flew this thing in there about 12 feet from the hole. It was like the best long iron shot I'd ever seen in my life. And I said, boy, this kid's got a knack for it. So he's got tremendous hand-eye coordination. I think Charlie might agree with this. In some respects, he's a little bit like Angel. He's not a technician. He's a player. I had him in my performance center yesterday, and he can only look at those numbers for so long, and he gets kind of tired of looking at them, you know. And so he's not a big practicer. He believes he gets paid to play golf, not to practice. And he just has the ability to put the club on the ball. He's got big, good golf IQ. And really, for the last 6 or 7 years, he's had a very, very solid, consistent career going here.
Bill, it's fun to watch guys like him play the game of golf. And like you said, he plays by feel. And in one of your on your Facebook, you mentioned about how they treat clubs. And if it feels right, that's one of their main ways they pick out a club to use.
Yeah, as you know, especially guys like Bill and Jay and maybe Angel, who really are maybe intrigued a little bit by all the number and the science, but they're going to go by what they think feels right. And there's just different types of players, and we're living in the information age today, and some of the people love all the information. And I think the information that Bill and Angel and Jay House want to know is what they shoot.
Mm-hmm. The number.
That's the number I want to know about, is what did I eventually shoot. Not that the other stuff can't help you shoot better scores, because it can. But at the end of the day, I think a player wants all the onus to be on themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And back to that point about a young player, if you've got one out there that you think he can play, you know, maybe he's not winning tournaments when he's 8 years old, but if he's a hard worker, if he loves the game and he works hard, you never know, right? I mean, but you obviously the talent has got to be there, but you also got to have that heart, don't you?
Well, years ago, Jay Haas won the Chris Schenkel college tournament probably over 40 years ago. And I think about 5 years ago, he was asked to speak at the dinner there. The tournament is still going on. And the gist of his speech was 99% of all the guys on the tour were not college All-Americans. So everyone thinks that they have to be a whiz early and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is the tour is filled with people that were not All-Americans. The NFL and the NBA are filled with people that were not All-Americans. So his speech was about just keep getting better. And then if you're good enough, you'll make it.
And Bill came out of college All-American, Walker Cupper, and he didn't get on the tour the first time,
right. Correct?
That is correct. He missed the tour school by a shot. He had to go the nationwide, and he had to finish top 25, and he didn't do that. Finished 26th or 7th. He had to go back to the tour school and actually birdied the last two holes to get the last spot. And so, you know, we might want to talk to him about it, but that's how close he was. Maybe they're not getting on tour for a few more years.
Yep, absolutely.
But he made it, and he had quite a year. But we also want to talk about this morning the players of the year for 2015. And we all know Jordan Spieth and Lydia Ko, both men and women.
Yeah, let's do that on the other side. All right, it's 13 past here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance right here on the Yahoo Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance right here on the Yahoo Sports Radio Network and Charlie, internationalproam.com.
We just returned from Puerto Vallarta, and we just had a magnificent time. We had over 800 people enjoying the hospitality at Casa Magna Marriott. Billy Sitton and his team ran a wonderful tournament. The greens weren't what we thought they were going to be, but they're going to get better for next year. But the fun was had by all, a lot of birdies, a lot of good friendship, and everybody's going to return for next year. So I want to encourage everybody, if you want to reward yourself in 2016 for working hard all year long, consider going to the Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico in December. We'll be announcing the dates here very shortly. Put them on your calendar. Work for it. Get yourself a good team, four amateurs and a PGA Golf Pro, or we'll find you one, and I guarantee you, you'll have a time of your life. It's well organized, great hospitality, great golf, and you can't reward yourself any better than that. The Puerto Vallarta Pro-Am in December. Come and join us.
There it is. So make those plans. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, here we are, and I'm looking at the golf magazine here, Charlie, and I see Jordan Spieth on the cover. You know, he's the player of the year. You got Lydia Ko as well, a player of the year. Very little in her about. But, you know, Jordan Spieth, I mean, it's night and day. He is a super, superstar. You want to sell magazines, so what are you going to write about?
You got to put Jordan up there. You know, 21 years old,
right?
Two majors, $22 million.
How about that?
I mean,
In perspective here, Bill Haas has made $23 million over his career, right?
You're right.
And Jordan just started.
He caught up to him real quick.
It didn't take long, did it?
Unbelievable. What a super kid. He lived up to his reputation. I mean, at 16, he was playing in the Byron Nelson. Leading and finishing in the top 10. So there's another indicator of his talent at that age to be able to compete at that level early on proof in the pudding. But you would have never dreamt that he had had the year that he had.
No, unbelievable. And Bill Harmon, can he possibly continue to do what he did last year?
I'm going to say no. Because I think what he did last year was so exceptional. When I say no, I don't believe he can play in the majors the way he played. I think the regular tour events, he's going to win some. I think he'll have a fantastic year. I think his year in the majors was a once-in-a-lifetime achievement, really. To win two of them, lose one by a shot, and then finish second in the other one. You know, we have those three great young players now, Rory, Jason, and Jordan. I also think it's interesting when we talk about Lydia Ko, Jordan and Lydia are not considered long hitters. Now, Jordan's obviously long enough, and so is Lydia. But in the day of this super-powered game, the two best players last year were not considered to be bombers. The guy I'm really interested in this year and seeing is Rory. I just have a feeling he doesn't like sharing the spotlight. He was injured, so he really wasn't able to compete and fight back, so to say. So I think he's going to be the one that I'm going to be most interested in. I don't worry about Jordan Spieth. I think Jason Day obviously will play great. I always worry about his health because he swings so hard. I understand he's got a folding discs, so I always worry about that. But the game is in good hands. If you look at the people we're talking about right now, they're all pretty young. They all handle themselves beautifully, and they're marvelous players.
Mm-hmm. Bill, would you, if you look back at Tiger and his early, you know, career, Are there better players today than there were when Tiger was starting his career, when he won the Masters by 12? It just seems to me that because of Tiger, the Tiger effect, the players today are so much better prepared because of physical fitness. They get good coaching, not only in college but off the golf course. Everybody's got their own team. There's people today that at the age of 40 think that Tiger is going to win a major this year. Can that happen?
Well, you know, Tiger's, you know, if he's not healthy, it doesn't make any difference. So he's got to get his health back first. Bill Haas said when he was at the Tiger tournament in the Bahamas, that Tiger could barely walk. You know, he was walking and moving very, very gingerly. You know, he was an injured man. So I think before we talk about Tiger winning a major, you know, the last I heard, he couldn't even go swimming. You know, so how's he going to swing at it in 120 miles per hour clubhead speed? So I hope he gets healthy, and I would love to see him take the whole year off, to be honest with you, because he's still a young man. You know, Jay Haas made the Ryder Cup team when he was 50, and I think you can make the case that Tiger was better than Jay, you know. And so if he can get healthy and then, I think, redo his game, not in the power game and more of an accuracy game, then he can get it back. But I've always been kind of intrigued by his addiction to power here coming off these back surgeries.
That's Bill Harmon right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Charlie Epps and I in Houston, and Billy Harmon in Palm Springs talking about the upcoming year. So, Bill, you think by the time the season is over, when make a prediction, who will be number one in the world when this year is through?
I think it's going to be Rory, and I think if Jason Day stays healthy, he'll be the one fighting him. I just think that, once again, I think Jordan's performance in the majors last year, we cannot expect that to happen. You know, when Barry Bonds hit 73 homers, he didn't hit 75 the next year. So when people do things like that special, they're special for a reason, because no one ever does it. So I think Jordan will have a terrific year. I just think it'll be very, very hard for him to back up his major performance. I think Rory will be raring to go. And I think Jason Day, you know, he's figured out what he needs to figure out to start closing the deal, because he's a marvelous talent.
10 seconds, Charlie. Who's going to be number one?
Me.
Charlie Epps, the number one player in the world.
I have no idea.
You know.
Brilliant.
It's going to be interesting with the good players at the top of this. I'm going to bring up a name a little bit later that might be a little bit surprising, but we shall see. But when we come back, Bill Haas is going to join us right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, and the South Texas PGA. We'll talk about them in the next segment. But right now, let's bring in Bill Haas, one of the heroes from the 2015 President's Cup. And it was just funny when he teed off on NBC. Dan Hicks said, well, if it could come down to this 12th and final match between the captain's son, who was a captain's pick, and Sangmun Bae, a hometown hero, boy, would that be something. I thought, well, there's no way it's coming down to that 12th and final match. And sure enough, it came down to that 12th and final match. And you said, Bill, it was like nothing you had ever experienced before. First of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Have you had time to reflect on that final hole, on winning that, and are you going to be able to experience anything like that ever again in the game?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I definitely had time to think about it and talk about it. It's been something that my family is very proud of, and we like talking about it. It was a good ending, you know. Certainly, we were one or two holes away from it being something we didn't want to talk about. So it's a good moment for the family, and I don't know that anything can happen like that again. Now, certainly, if my dad would be captain again and then I make the team, something similar could happen. But, you know, you almost don't even know if you'd want it to repeat itself. It just it was such a cool finish for me and my family. And then obviously, more importantly, just to have the team win was pretty much is the ultimate what we could ask for.
Bill, it's Charlie Epps, and first of all, congratulations not only on a great year in 2015, but a great career. You've carried yourself so well and really represent the game like it should be, in my estimation. Great college career. Question to you is, and one of my favorite questions, when Angel won the Masters, one of the reporters asked him if he ever dreamt of winning the Masters. And his response was, when he was a kid, the only thing he dreamt of was food because he was starving to death. Now, as a young man, and now you've had some great success, do you still dream of winning tournaments? Do you still dream of winning a major such as the Masters?
I certainly, yes, I guess I do. I definitely would love to win the biggest tournaments against the best players. And but I think the one thing that, you know, if it's about dreaming, right before I go to bed, the one thing I do know is how hard it is to win. And watching my dad over the years, and as good as he was and has been over a 40-year span here, you know, I just know how difficult it is to win a major or any event. But I'm not saying you can't dream and you can't wish and hope, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. And certainly even when you play well in those events, you know, you got to beat guys like Angel, who they just show up and seem to be able to handle the pressure better than other people in those big moments.
Hey, Bill. Bill Harmon here. Thanks for doing the show. We were talking earlier about, you know, when you get out of school and you miss the tour school, and then you had to play the Nationwide and you didn't get in on the top 25 that way. And then you went back to the tour school and you birdied the last two holes to get in. One of the things that I've noticed over the years is both your dad, and I'm sure he instilled it in you, it's a big deal to have that tour card. And it's not something that you take for granted. And I think a lot of the golfing public thinks, oh, a guy like Bill Haas, no, he's not even thinking about that. But I know when you won the tour championship, you told me that one of the real nice perks was a 5-year exemption. And I've always felt your dad instilled you a healthy respect for the importance of having a tour card, but you have to perform every year. And as you're getting ready to go to Hawaii tomorrow, in the back of your mind, do you still think about, you know, I got to prove myself again?
Well, absolutely. Now, certainly, I wish I could think that the other way and just know that, no, I'm going to perform and I'm going to play well and never lose my card and be out there for 40 years like my dad. But I think there's been plenty of guys. I don't want to name names, but there's been number one players in the world. There's been lifers, so you say, that just continue to keep the card, but then somehow lose it. And you can't predict, you know, whether or not you're going to be healthy, or you can't predict how good everybody's going to be behind you coming up. These young guys that are just coming on tour, they're trying to take your job. So I think being on tour is a privilege, and at the same time, you also earn it. You've played really well to be out there, and you just got to enjoy it while you can. Now, certainly, we all get mad and down on ourselves when we struggle, but there's nothing better than playing well against the best players in the world, and I still enjoy that.
Bill Haas is with us here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, Inspiring Business Performance. As you head out now for another season out there on the tour, are you a goal setter? And not that you have to tell us what your goals are for the year, but is that how you look at it for a successful year for you? I've got my goals and I got to hit them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you got to. I mean, winning every year is the ultimate goal. But I was telling Billy the other day that one of my favorite years in the last few has been 2 years ago when I did not win, but I had 11 top 10s, and I enjoyed that year just as much, just being in the hunt more often. So that's kind of one of my goals, is just to be a little more consistent and try to compete in more tournaments.
Bill, for the parents out there listening, and you went through junior golf with your brother and your dad, and then you went into high school and college golf. What advice would you give to mom and dad whose son or daughter are going that route? What are some of the pitfalls that they should watch for as they go through that transition from high school to college? What advice would you give a mom and dad?
I mean, I think, yeah, Charlie, that's so hard just because every kid is different. But in my experience, you know, both my parents left me alone with my golf unless I asked for advice or asked for help. You know, they were both pretty tough in that regards of just go figure it out. You know, you're a good player. You can do it. You can get better on your own. You don't need me telling you that you need to go see this swing coach or this, you know, head guy or whatever. They kind of left it up to me, and I think they just wanted me to enjoy it myself and not feel like I had to play golf. And that was the way it was throughout all growing up, was just to play other sports and have fun with golf. And I think they wanted to leave it up to me to see whether or not I really wanted to play on the professional level or not. But I don't know. My advice is to stay out of your kid's way and just let him make sure he's still having fun with the game and he doesn't feel like it's a job already, because once it becomes a job, it's a much different animal.
Well, you said you don't know, but that is one great answer. Mm. And I hope mom and dad that are listening will take that to heart, that, you know, Jack Nicklaus always said, don't make golf more important than it really is. And there's a lot more important things to do when you're in high school than beat balls 12 hours a day. You know, take a little at a time. So, once again, congratulations on a great year.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
You know, Bill, it's funny you say that about your parents, because when you were playing college golf and your dad would go watch you, I asked your dad one time, how are the kids out there? Because I work in a club where we don't have any kids. And he said, the kids are great. The parents are screwed up. They put way too much pressure on their kids. And I think the way your mom and dad handled you has been fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Billy. I've been very lucky to realize now, because I do meet a lot of parents that are very into it. And not, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I love seeing parents that are into it, but you also just don't want to see a parent make any decisions for them and I guess screw them up. I don't know if the parent can screw them up, but I think they can overwork them, or like you said, Charlie, to make it too important. It's just not that important, really. It's just certainly the kid's goal could be to make it out on tour, but golf is just a game.
Bill Haas with us here on the Yahoo Sports Radio Network. And for years, Mr. Harmon, Billy Harmon, worked with you, Bill. When you think of Bill Harmon, what is one thing that you think? Is there a moment?
Easy now, guys.
Is there anything that you think of when you think of Bill Harmon, Bill?
He's my namesake. That's who I'm named after. And so that certainly rings a bell. And I think of him as my dad's best friend. Growing up, my dad would answer the phone, and I knew it was Billy on the other end just because my dad's voice changed when he talked to Billy. So I consider him, I guess I think of myself as and Billy as family, just because of how close he and my dad are.
Great.
Give me your take on Jordan Spieth.
Oh, man, he's... you know, we tease him like he's the wonder child or the, you know, I don't know, like can't do anything wrong. And that's just because he is. I mean, he's such a nice guy. What you see is really him. He's not putting on an act. And talent-wise, he earned everything. He, it's not a farce or It's not just lucky that he's winning and winning and winning. He's really good. He's the best putter I've ever seen, maybe behind Tiger at his prime. And he just loves golf. Me and Billy actually talked about this the other day, that there's a few guys out there on tour that just love it. You know, that makes him better, I think, is the fact that he wakes up every morning and just really enjoys to go hit the golf ball.
Bill, finish this up.
Well, as Bill gets ready to go to Hawaii, I love his. I know his goals are to win, but I also know his goals are to be consistent. And at the end of the day, you just want to get yourself in the hunt, and the best player will win. It's not easy to win, and I look for Bill to have another good, solid year. And my goal, I'd love to see him make that Ryder Cup team. He's been on 3 Presidents Cup teams, and I'd like to see that Ryder Cup team on his resume.
That'd be great. That's on the list, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that I always tell myself is just, you can't just hope to be on that team. You know, you just got to go play well, and then you just get on the team by accident. So if you go and you compete in more tournaments, maybe win 1 or 2 events, then you're on the team. And that just, to me, is the reward and solidifies a good year. So that's certainly one of my main goals.
Bill Haas, 2015 President's Cup hero, right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Bill, thanks so much for being here. Have a great time this season. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Good luck, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks,
Bill Haas.
See you,
right
Bill. Here. See you in about 2 hours.
Bill Haas right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Taking a break, our final segment of the show. Coming up next here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
All right, as we've mentioned, Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, but also the Southern Texas PGA.
Who are really interested in growing the game, John. Mm-hmm. They really want to get people back into the game. And so all of the golf professionals, whether it's he or she, in all of the clubs through South Texas, are prepared to show you the game, teach you the game, teach you the rules, help run the golf clubs, get you enthused, get you motivated. So if you want to get in golf in 2016, call Kelly Gilley at the Southern Texas PGA office and let her give you more information, or just log on to stpga.com, where you can find out all of the information about junior golf coming up this spring. Get your kids involved, how to do it. I mean, they're A through Z, the PGA golf professional. He or she can help you through the game of golf, and I'm so proud to be a member. I've been a member all over 40 years now, and the PGA of America and 27,000 golf professionals are growing the game all over the country. So once again, log on to Southern Texas PGA, stpga.com, and get involved in the game in 2016.
Get your kids playing. Very few concussions out there. Very few. Unless you get hit in the head with a ball or a club. There are very few occasions where you're going to get a concussion on the golf course.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Although Woody Austin hit himself in the head with his putter.
Yeah, with his putter.
And Bennett.
Right, right. Wasn't very smart of him, was it?
Not very, very good.
So Bill Harmon is with us as well, and he's been a longtime coach. He's, as he mentioned, the namesake of Bill Haas. Man, what a solid guy. What a solid, solid young man. You saw him growing up through the years. You've got to be awful proud of what he's become.
Well, I think, Jay's been on the show on numerous occasions, and I think that when we have Jay or Bill on the show, they give you honest answers. I don't think they're pre-canned. And, I'm very proud of Bill. There's a lot of people that would say that Bill's career hasn't added up. And I would say, well, there's a lot of people whose careers that haven't added up to his. So, and as you heard him say, he has a healthy respect for the quality of play on the tour and the game itself. And he's very humble about it, I think. And Charlie, you've been out there, and you know Bill, and all these guys, most of our listeners don't realize, they get very upset when they don't play well.
And he does, too. As nice a guy as he is and his dad, he let them make three bogeys in a row. It's not going to be that much fun being your coach at that time, is it, Charlie?
No, no. And the main thing is it's hard to win out there. And when you get, you know, just look at this year, you get a special kid come by like Jordan has, you know, how are you going to beat him? And it was just his time. But test of time, Jay Haas, the family of Jay Haas Sr., you know, they're wonderful people. And the one person I want to get on later in the year, Bill, and you'll have to get this, is Jan, Jay's wife. Bill's mother, and because we have ladies that listen to our show, and she has lived the life. She is the.
Can you imagine it? Because what most people don't realize is her brother was a guy named Dillard Pruitt.
Right.
Is a guy named Dillard Pruitt, and who went on the tour. So
mm-hmm.
She's had a brother, a husband, a son. You think that golf hasn't aged her about 50 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, and she raised her family, and, you know, she is the you might say, the modern-day Barbara Nicklaus.
That's correct. Yeah. Very
I mean,
good.
She is outstanding. So we'll try to get her on and get her comments on what she's been through.
You know, she had a great line at the President's Cup Sunday morning. Somebody asked her, how's Bill doing? It was before he teed off, and she said, I've never seen him this quiet. I just thought that was a mother's intuition, huh?
That's great.
They should have asked her. I said, Jan, how are you doing? Yeah. Because she had two people in the fight.
That's right.
Well, Jay said that she didn't talk to him all night once he put him out last. So, so he almost got a divorce over that decision.
How are you putting that on our young man?
That's
so,
right.
Bill, why aren't more families? Why do we – the Haas is – about the first family of golf here because we just don't see sons playing as well.
Yeah.
Why doesn't
I think we do see that in almost every sport. I guess there's something, you know, I guess if I look back on my family, maybe not knowing it, I put more pressure on myself because I was a Harmon. I think Bill would tell you that it was never impressed upon him to have more pressure, but I think it's natural. That you have something you want to live up to, and not everybody's good enough to play professional golf. So it takes a special talent to make it to the NBA or the Major League Baseball or NFL or the PGA Tour. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
There are many.
You don't see too many.
There are many family, the Stocktons, the
yeah.
Stadlers, Guybergers, you know, but then, you know, the Nicklauses and the players, all their families are involved in golf, but they never became
yeah.
champions.
Right.
So,
right.
But before we finish here, Bill, give us one idea that somebody that they can work on this month to improve their golf swing.
I think, Charlie, a lot of the people we teach have very poor posture to dress. And they slope down, and so I like to see a little knee flex and a pretty straight line, if we can, from the head down to the bottom of the spine, a little bit of a straighter back, a little better posture. It's funny when we look at people, we can drive up and look at their swings. Usually sometimes when you see somebody set up, you look at it and you say, boy, I bet that's going to be a pretty decent swing, and most times it is, so... Yeah. I think more time needs to be spent what's going on before we swing.
That's it. Just copy Bill Haas's posture.
That's perfect. Perfect, perfect. Well, we're done. What a great start.
Thanks, guys.
To 2016.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, thanks for getting
right.
Bill Haas setting that up. That is awesome stuff. I hope everybody enjoyed that. And that's just the start for 2016. Thank you, Insperity, for once again getting on board. We really appreciate you. And, of course, the Southern Texas PGA and InternationalProAm.com. And what about Yahoo Sports Radio?
Yahoo Sports Radio is great.
Hey, y'all love them. Love them. We'll be back again next week, everybody. Have a great golf week.